This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
What's something that we can't talk about in the radio?
I need to do this every day.
I don't know.
Would we have not talked about the Meghan Markle thing? I think because we wouldn't talk about Diddy.
Yeah, I didn't really like the mention of Diddy. Can we not do that again?
I know, sorry. No, it just popped up, so I just kind of thought it was relevant.
It was.
You know, whatever.
I said pothead on the show today.
I said scrotum.
You did. And we've had rectum this...
Vagina in the 7 o'clock this
morning. Well, that's just a part of your anatomy.
That was out of the blue.
That's a body part.
That's a body part.
Yeah. So is scrotum.
And the kids are meant to say aren't they? Beautiful body part. Beautiful scrotum. And we have rectum this week. Why did we have rectum?
Pain in the rectum. Oh, stuff getting stuck in people's rectums.
Oh, yeah. So we've done...
Smut.
Notice it's a lot of me a lot of the time.
I know.
I don't necessarily love that. It's me who brought rectum. It's me who brought scrotum. And it's me who brought vagina.
I rarely curse on the show.
There's no cursing. They're all just body parts.
But I would never say feck. I rarely say shite. Or ever say.
That's
rarely
very
say bitch.
True.
I just don't do it. But when I was at home for Christmas, my mom, because my mother wouldn't be fond of cursing.
Swear.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And so. She said to Sean, who's my younger brother, who's like 24, she's like, Jesus, Sean, your language is awful.
Oh, really?
And she was like, David, yours is lovely.
Aww.
I was like, fuck yeah.
I am doing the best at this.
Out of the three of you, I think I would be the most worried about Dave dropping an F-bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny. I did do it once.
Yeah, I think just because when you do say stuff, you seem so relaxed, like you're talking without the thought that you're on the radio.
Passionate.
I do, but like, my brain works so quick that I've already thought of what I'm going to say in my head, and it's almost like it runs through a check.
You nearly
before
did
I say
bollocks yesterday.
Can't relate.
Talking bollocks, in fairness.
No, but we weren't going to say it.
But the fact I didn't say it, I think it was quite good.
You went talking ball.
And I stopped myself. Yeah, I thought that was quite good. I was really impressed by that. Yeah. But today I was worried because I said the term cult following. But I remember I was just about to say it and I was like, just be super fucking careful here.
Don't say cunt foraging.
Jesus. Well, that might need a beat.
On that note.
Good luck. On it.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning. Good morning. How are we?
Hey, morning.
Good
what's
morning.
Happening? How are we?
How are you doing?
Thursday already.
It's Thursday. We're flying.
Nearly the first one, Tom.
I was raging yesterday. Do you know, we were talking about this, well, you and me, Dave. We saw the Christmas tree from our office floor. Someone was life hacking.
This was brilliant.
It was genius. And I've seen this done on Instagram as well. They were just. So the tree was decorated, lights and baubles and all.
Artificial tree.
Yeah. And they were just cling filming the whole thing. Like, so that they can, like, not taking down any decoration, not folding it back in, just cling filming it so that they can unravel it next year.
It's so smart.
It's so clever.
I didn't know that was a thing. Did you
guys? I've seen it on, like, YouTube, like, kind of, like, those kind of life hacks. Crap.
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have somewhere
but
to store it.
Quite a good way of, because especially if you do it tight, everything will just go up and so it'll make it a bit skinnier and they'll stay on.
And it'll be so satisfying to uncling film.
I have a question though. Just normally with an artificial tree, you'd break it into like three parts and put it back in a box.
You could do that as well, but they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So this would deny you that opportunity. But if you're.
Well, why is that fun for people?
I mean, they're lucky.
It's probably just to save space. Like.
This space here.
This
obviously.
Is like if you have storage space. For I wouldn't personally, but like God bless anyone. But I was so I was leaving yesterday, and the cling filmed tree was in reception.
Oh,
and I wanted to like put it on my story and be like January core or whatever. But this woman was waiting down there, and she was like, "Oh, sorry, are you going up? Like, could you let me onto the news talk floor?" And I was like. Particularly because she's going to news talk, she's not going to understand like that. I want to do this stupid Instagram story of a Christmas tree called January Core. So I was like, yeah, grand.
You know,
I'll take you up.
What was funny was we were watching these lads. These lads came in. We don't even know them. We'd never seen them before. They don't work in the building. They started cling filming the tree to put the tree away. And me and Fiona were like, you know, God, the boom is back. We got lads in specifically to take the Christmas tree.
Their job, tree.
Tree. Hello, good morning. Don't forget, be with us at 7:30. Fiona Frawley doing her 2026 predictions.
You do not want to miss that.
You do not want to miss it.
Now, for now, let's just reintroduce you to some names that you might not have heard about in a while. Ashley Tisdale. Yeah, we're gonna back to the top. Or Sharpay Evans, if you were a High School Musical fan. Mm-hmm. Hilary Duff. Or Lizzie McGuire, if you were more that way inclined.
Oh my God,
okay?
Thank you for blessing us with this morning.
This is great.
Now, Hilary Duff and Ashley Tisdale are making headlines massively since really the turn of the new year. And it all comes back to an article that Ashley Tisdale wrote called Breaking Up With My Toxic Mom Group.
Yeah, it was in The Cut, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, this
yeah.
is some weird, like, LA tabloid. And I'm like, the fact that they've got this scoop is huge.
So basically what happened was, right, Ashley Tisdale has a blog and she wrote a very similar article on her blog a few months prior and said that the reaction was so good she took it a step further and went to The Cut with it, okay. Which is obviously like much more widely spread, going to get picked up far and wide. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about the connection between Ashley Tisdale and Hilary Duff, because they never kind of worked together massively, but they have known each other since the early noughties Disney Channel days, okay?
Yeah.
And they became a lot closer through becoming moms and all the rest. And this mum group that they're talking about includes Hilary and Ashley. It's pretty high profile. Meghan Trainor is involved.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore.
Ooh.
And Gabby Dalton. I'm not sure who she is, but apparently she's a name as well.
Okay.
Hilary has in the past described herself kind of as the mom group ringleader. As
okay.
such. Ooh, derogatory, but I would say.
But she said that about herself.
Herself, yeah.
So she, I don't know.
Well, maybe she's just the person who started the group chat or something.
Maybe so, yeah. Since this fallout of breaking up with this toxic mum group that Ashley wrote, Ashley and Hilary have unfollowed each other on Instagram. What makes this really interesting is Hayley Duff, who's Hilary's sister,
yeah.
liked Ashley Tisdale's article post on The Cut.
Interesting.
Which is interesting that the family have come into it. Obviously, Hilary at the moment needs to have a perfect image. She's about to release her first album in years.
Yes.
Okay, so she's currently working on that. Right. What she alleged in the article, she said she joined the group of this mom group.
Who's this now?
Ashley.
Ashley.
After she had her first child, she was craving some kind of connection after the pandemic. She said that she initially felt supported and found a village, but then she claims she was left, again, just notice how like teenage this is, claims she was left out of group hangouts, seated at the end of dinner tables.
Oh my God.
Excluded from group text change chains, should I say, sorry. And she noticed a pattern of singling one mum out, eventually realising that this mum, well, like, it was her, I suppose.
Oh.
Now, in the article, she never named anybody. She was quite careful about that.
Okay.
But it's quite clear, I think, to those, to anyone, really, who she was on about. And it's mainly
Hilary.
Kind of Hilary, she said. She said, I don't think they're all bad people. Maybe one. But the dynamic became unhealthy.
Who do we think is the one?
That's the thing, I think.
Hilary.
Hilary.
But like, Hilary is like famously one of the nicest people in LA. That's like quite a thing, is like Hilary Duff is like the friendliest person.
But I suppose if Hilary herself is saying she's the ringleader and Hilary's sister is liking Ashley's post, maybe it's like the sister is backing it up, saying, well, yeah, my sister can be a bit of a wagon sometimes.
Yeah, like all the speculation was that Hilary Duff was this kind of mean girl, I guess.
Yeah.
And that might very possibly not be true at all. The people are speculating why she might have been dropped from this mom group. Okay?
Yeah, there's always two sides to every story,
totally.
Isn't there?
So, in September of last year, she posted a tribute, Ashley Tisdale did, to Charlie Kirk. Right wing info.
Ashley Tisdale did.
Yeah.
Oh my
Go
God.
On, Ashley.
What?
Big backlash there,
oh,
naturally.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Just about to defend her perfect under eye.
I was with you. I was like, oh my God, poor Ashley.
What?
And then I got to that bit and I was like, oh God, okay. Apparently, she didn't check in or help out whatsoever during the LA wildfires. And I think a lot of people did.
I did hear something about this.
Yeah.
I did hear she was a bit more out for herself than anyone else.
Yeah. Like she had loads of resources and she didn't ship in. I think every celeb was getting involved with that.
Oh yeah, they were loving supporting.
Well, I'm saying that someone saying that she, Ashley, over dramatised the split, and some saying it's a misalignment of values, friends drift apart, it didn't warrant a dramatic breakup text. Now, just when the dust was starting to settle, enter Hilary Duff's husband. His name is Matthew Coma, okay? Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, what he did was he superimposed or artificially moved his face onto where Ashley's face was on the cover of her Cut, The Cut interview, okay? And he put up a fake headline saying, when you're the most self-obsessed, tone-deaf person on earth, other moms tend to shift focus to their actual toddlers.
Oh.
And then the subheading is, a mom group tell-all through a father's eyes. Read my interview in The Cut.
That's funny.
Who has ever asked for that?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
What?
I know.
What do you mean, who's asked?
A mom to hello group through a dad's eyes. No, it's like, sir, please, not your area.
I think he's just slagging her, though. He didn't actually do an interview like
that. No, fair. Yeah.
Now, Hillary remains silent on all this, and the drama continues to play out. She's busy trying to promote an album. Final point for now, weighing in is Kim Possible, a.k.a. Chrissy Carlson Romero. And she had this to say about the whole situation online.
If you can make time for the people that matter to you, they should be giving back to you as much as you're putting out. And if that dynamic shifts, then just go find another group of friends. It's very simple. It's not supposed to be dramatic, but I get it. Sometimes it gets a little crazy and then you write an article about it.
This whole thing is so LA.
It's so LA.
When I become a mother, I am closing the curtains and never making friends with anyone. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and it is Thursday. From 8:30 this morning, you will be treated to the first round of the girly quiz in 2026. Ooh.
First, though, I want to tell you about just like a nice little kind of thing that happened across the Christmas break. To kind of tell the story, I almost need to go back like 2 years, right?
Please do.
I went to a certain restaurant. Now, I'm not going to name the restaurant at all because I remember talking about on the show a couple of years ago about this restaurant that I was at, and it wasn't a fantastic experience. I remember being like, God, we were really, now we were waiting an hour and a half for food and everything came cold.
Remember this?
They were like, oh, sorry, and here's a round off the drinks and whatever, all that kind of stuff. So I remember when we got a round off the drinks from this restaurant, we got a drink called an Amalfi Scrappino. I'd never heard of this. I ordered it and I was just like, this is absolutely amazing. Again, it was 2 years ago, right? Ever since that, I have actually tried to get back into this restaurant on a whim. Whenever me and Pippa would be out in town, I'd be like, why don't we go for a drink in this restaurant? Yeah. Just for a drink. We don't have to go for food because it's quite a nice restaurant. And so I was just like, why don't we go and, you know, do that? Every time we went up, they were like, sorry, we're completely booked up. Grant, no matter. A couple of months later.
It's like a barred list for complaining 2 years.
Maybe. And we go up again. Sorry, lads, we're completely booked. Yeah, okay, no problem. I was obviously sick in December, just gone for like a full week, and it was a week kind of leading up to Christmas. So I like, a lot of my friends were going out, they were having parties, they were going for drinks or whatever, and I couldn't go because I was sick. So Pippa felt bad for me, so she organised a day when I was better for us to go and have a night out for each other, right? And so did was she booked this restaurant. Specifically just the bar. We didn't want to go for food or anything like that, just in case it happened again. So what happened is she booked the bar, just the bar. And so we went in and I was like kind of looking all day for this drink on the menu. Not on the menu.
It
was the only reason we were going to the restaurant. Do you know what I mean? And I was just like, there's not, like, and she was like, well, look, we'll just go anyway and see. Maybe they have it on a secret menu. Maybe they, you know, maybe the barman will know what you're talking about. Maybe
do it up for you.
You know what I mean? Maybe they just have it not on the menu or something. And I was like, right, okay, no chance, right? And so we walk into the restaurant and the barman comes over and he says, do you want food? And we're like, no, to be honest, we're actually only here for this drink. I was like, I was here 2 years ago. It's the best drink I've ever had in a restaurant or any bar. It is top tier, right? And so he's like, all right, okay, let me see what I can do. He comes back. He goes, Operation Amalfi Scrappino is go.
Right? Oh, it's a Christmas miracle.
He comes back about 15 minutes later with the drink, right? And he gives one to myself and to Pippa. And he's like, I just had to fight a pastry chef for some lemon sherbet there, but I sorted it.
As we all do at some stage in our jobs.
The same waiter came down 10 minutes later with a giant receipt. And I was like, oh God, it's going to be... The receipt was empty. It was the recipe for the drink.
Stop.
The drink is not on the menu anymore. The restaurant completely took it off, but the guy just knew how to make it.
No.
He then was like, I'll write out the recipe for you so you can make it.
He hand wrote it.
Oh my
God.
So you can see the long receipt of the really, really intricate recipe, by the way.
Oh my God. The length of it.
And that is then, the cutest thing ever.
So we're like, oh, thank you so much. We asked for the bill. He comes over. There's no charge.
Stop.
And so I was like, what do you mean there's no charge? And he was like, well, there's no button for the drink. It's not on the menu.
Shut up.
No charge. That's so, to leave him a 20 euro tip.
What the hell?
It was that nice.
What an absolute legend.
Yes. Dave, it looks lovely. I'd say that's very refreshing, isn't it?
There you go. It's Amalfi Scrappino, if
that
you want to Google.
That is fabulous.
I'd say he loved doing that as well. Like, so nice to come over to someone at Christmas after you've already made their day.
When
and
you're
then be
so
like,
busy as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, no, it was really, really nice.
Oh my God, really, like, really, hey, it's on the house.
Yeah, it's on the house.
Oh, I want to do there that. In a heartbeat.
We literally went back 2 weeks later with our mates and we were like, yeah, much better service now.
Guys, this place, 5-star.
Yeah, oh, 5-star.
5-star. Get it straight on Google review. 5-star.
Right now though, we are doing our 2026 predictions. Myself and Emma have already gone. We went on Tuesday and Wednesday. It is now time to hand over to Fiona Frawley for a prediction from personal life, from Ireland, from the world of showbiz. I'm really intrigued as to what your showbiz or what your predictions were in April, which is when you joined us. Because obviously you didn't get to do this in January like we usually do.
I was just twinkling your guys' eyes.
You were in our little pocket. You were in God's pocket.
Fiona, do you have any memory at all of what you might have said here?
All I can remember is not really knowing what the vibe for this was and trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Okay. And probably not doing something that I think would really happen.
Okay.
So I fear that these will not be in any way
accurate. But to be fair, you didn't get the vibe. That's fair enough. You had just joined.
That was on news.
Yeah, it's on us.
Where was my Google?
We should have done more demos.
Vibe, don't be funny. So yeah, I cannot remember these at all.
Are we going to cringe, do you think?
Oh God, yeah. I cringe for myself every moment. So yeah, I'm intrigued to hear.
What would you like to start with? We start with the showbiz
Let's
prediction?
Let's start with showbiz.
All right.
JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes get married. Maura Higgins officiates. Whoa.
Oh, you were definitely trying to be funny there.
You were
Maura
trying
Higgins
to be funny.
Yeah, but that was happening. So, okay, so that's been going on that long.
Yeah, that's
JoJo
nuts.
And Chris Hughes. Mm. Well, I think... like there, he did get her a ring for Christmas. We don't know if it's an engagement ring, but I mean, Maura Higgins, why did I throw that in there? I probably
I liked the first half of it though. That was a good show. Yeah. They seemed like the kind of couple who would do that.
Honestly, yeah. Okay, so not too
you
bad.
You know what? We could find out that they did get married in 2025. You just don't know. Your Irish prediction.
I will be shocked if this doesn't happen. I think Bertie Ahern is going to bring out a country album. What? He has very much not been very vocal recently because of someone else's country album, CMATS, that mentioned him. Yeah. So I feel like that in a way is kind of true.
Actually, that's interesting.
Bertie and country album, they did like they did both happen near each other.
There's a whole...
And the country album mentioned him.
Euro country is all about Bertie.
All the birdies.
Yeah.
And then can I ask,
did you make that Irish prediction before Euro Country was released?
Euro Country was only released.
That's weird. Well done.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Guys.
And
hello.
Lastly,
personal prediction.
I think I'm going to finally find out what I'm allergic to. I think a lot of Irish people can relate to this. Do you know, randomly, your stomach will flare up. You'll have to take to the bed because you're literally doubled over in pain. Don't know what's wrong with you. And then you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to investigate that in any way. I'm sure I shouldn't be eating cheese.
God, it sounds like you didn't realise you were pregnant.
Yeah.
I wasn't pregnant at that stage, but there are some things I've had to cut out because I'm pregnant that I do low-key think I am allergic
to,
that I can't really mention. So I'm like, maybe I did do that in a way.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll the one like... thing that you're not meant to do when you're pregnant.
Are we saying yes to the last one? Did you find out what you're allergic to?
I think I've always been in denial about being allergic to this thing.
Right,
and I think I am. But like,
we'll give you that then. We'll give you that.
Not too bad.
And the Bertie thing is interesting. Now as we go forth into your 2026 predictions, at least you know the vibe now.
Yeah,
take this stuff a bit more seriously, for God's sake. It's not a joke around here.
Fiona's 2026 predictions on the way. What will she say is going to happen in the world of showbiz, in Ireland, and in her personal life? That's next after Mumford & Sons. Nothing lost forever, babe. And can we... Mumford & Sons with Hozier. It's Rubber Band Man on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Do you like that song, Dave?
Love it.
10 o'clock this morning, Michaela will kick off the naughty threesome. All the reminiscing on the airwaves from 10 o'clock this morning. For now, though.
Okay, I just shared with you there and shared with myself because I couldn't remember them at all. My 2025 predictions that I'd made when I joined the show back in April.
It's so unfair. You got to have New Year's predictions. Mine were all AI because I was off sick last January.
There you go. Now, listen, strengthen up your immune system.
I will. Yeah.
Eat your one vegetable a week that you were talking about.
Do some more.
And for God's sake, show up.
It's often brave for someone who's been here 6 months and is leaving for 6 months.
Look, that's how you do employment, guys. I recommend it to anyone. So some of mine, in a roundabout way, I'm going to say I got right. And some of them, I was just trying to be too funny with them. And they also weren't even that funny. So, okay. So I will start. I'm going to give my 2026 predictions now. So my showbiz one is more of a kind of like culture for the world.
Interesting.
And we were kind of talking about this yesterday, like ChatGPT fatigue. And I just think people are going to be quite over it this year. So I think there's going to be content creators who specifically do like videos, content and tutorial about going back to like old traditional values, as in like looking in a cookbook and being like, what do you want for dinner? Or like looking up at the sky to see what the weather will be that way, having like that day, like having
sundials. You mean
sundials.
Like a sundial and stuff?
Yeah, sundials. I think there's going to be content creators who specifically do this stuff, old traditional values. Yeah, on I'd say web.
Do you know what you should do? You should start that as your niche on TikTok.
I won't be doing that. I use ChatGPT for stuff. Okay, my personal one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I predict that when I go to the hospital to have my baby, I'm going to vaguely know one of the midwives and I'm going to have to make polite small talk with her for my whole labour. Like there'll be someone there that I went to secondary school with or something. And I'll be like, so what are you up to now? While I'm like screaming in pain. I just think there's going to be someone there that
You're
I kind of know.
An anxious queen, no doubt. You have literally lost sleep over this potential thing that probably won't happen.
I thought about this last night and I was like, that is going to happen. That's going to be me now. So yeah,
like,
I mean,
oh, one of the girls from school is going to see me vagina.
Literally. And the rest, Emma. But yeah, looking forward to that. And finally, this is kind of like, this is the Irish one. Okay, so I think a government TD will specifically cite matcha lattes as the reason why young people can't afford houses. They're going to move on from like avocado toast and
Netflix.
Coffees. Yeah, and now they're like in the 2025. And I just see Micheál Martin being like, it's the matcha lattes. That's why you can't afford and be like real disgruntled and frazzled. And
don't
everything.
Buy a matcha latte every day, and then you'd be able to afford it.
And then we have houses available for you. So I think, yeah, it's going to be someone and they're going to mention matcha lattes.
Very good.
Specifically.
Do you know of any of the girls from school who've gone into midwifery?
Probably some random. someone who did honours maths, like, wouldn't know them.
It's just gone 10 to 8. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Here's Tate McRae. This is Tit for Tat at Spin. 1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, how are we?
What's happening, how are we?
First girly quiz of the year on the show, just after 8:30 this morning. Bring it on.
Woo-hoo.
Now though, I think I have, you were talking a little while ago, Fiona, when you were doing your 2026 predictions about like just AI fatigue. I think I have murder mystery fatigue.
Oh, yeah, relevant at the moment with the traders and everything.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a really interesting point as well. You were talking about like...
When I think murder mystery, I think like Agatha Christie or something. What do you mean?
Just so many...
Or Knives Out and stuff. Is that the kind of what you're talking about?
Stuff. But I'm also talking about like documentaries about missing people.
Like true crime as
well. True crime as well, all that. There's a show I'm watching at the moment called Stay Close. And there's this particular author, I think. Can't remember his name now off the top of my head.
Stay Close, I think I've seen that.
I think you probably have, to be honest. But the same novelist, there's been adaptations of loads of his work on Netflix, and I didn't make this connection really. But just thinking, like, there's some kind of similarity between all these. It's the same author. And some of them are really good, but I'm at the point now where I'm like, I just can't do it anymore. And then last night, I turned my back on the telly and I went to my book. And it's a murder child's mystery, gone missing. I'm
after
just like,
God's sake.
Is there anything else we can talk? Is there any other bit of crap going on?
Can the children just stay put? Yeah. For God's sake.
Do you know what I kind of have that fatigue about? Is like TV shows that are about police set in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's
there's
the story
a few
with
them
that?
Going
they're
around
they're
now?
Always
isn't
set in Northern Ireland. I'm like, it's not that bad.
Even this one, I'm literally, as you mentioned, Stay Close. The one I'm watching, your man.
He's a guard. He's a Northern Ireland guard in everything.
What's his bloody name? It won't come to me now, but you might recognise him.
James Nesbitt.
That's him. He's a brilliant actor, but he's always the Northern
Ireland. Always
guard.
The guard in the Northern Ireland.
Yeah. I think I need to mix it up. I just don't know what other genre to get into.
It's a rom-com, for God's sake.
But
did you finish
them anymore?
Did you finish Stay Close?
I'm still going.
Okay.
Like I said,
it's actually good. It's actually a good one.
My choice at the moment is to watch Stay Close or to watch all, or read All Her Fault. Have you read All Her Fault?
No. I've watched the show and it's so good.
I'm determined to read the book before I watch the show, but then again, it's more mystery.
I just click on the traitors. Oh, wait.
tricky. Let's do this thing. We want to get you top of the leaderboard. Might be a tough one today because Sheila currently sitting top of the leaderboard. She scored a massive 7 yesterday, which
pretty good going.
I reckon is our strongest performance. That's our strongest performance of the week, obviously. Yes,
and it is our highest for a while. Mm. I think. Yeah.
Ruth is hoping to take that on this morning. What are you up to this morning?
It's a school run.
Oh, very good. Ruth, what's your daughter's name?
Layla.
And what class is Layla in, or year?
And actually, my son is here too.
Sorry. Oh, wow. That's just for the son.
At least we know who the favourite is, Mom. Ruth. What's the son?
It's Layla. Layla is my daughter's name. Ali is my son's name.
Ah, Ali, okay.
And Layla is the one who really wants to do the quiz. That's why she was getting the special mention.
I think
Ali's changed his mind. Ali, you better have some good answers for this tricky 10 now.
Very good.
Ruth, what is the plan for you after? Do you do the drop off?
I'm going to go for a swim in the sea.
Yes, very
nice. Oh my
gosh,
fair play to you with that cold snap and all this week.
Yeah, no, I love it. The colder the better.
Oh, very good.
I see from your profile picture you're a horse girl as well.
Oh, are you a horse girl, Ruth?
Oh, a bit of me. Talk to you all day.
Oh, God. When two horse people combine, I don't know. I worry.
Yeah. They make a chariot.
Well, Ruth, let's see how you get on with this. Who do you want to ask your questions for the Tricky 10? Emma, Dave, or Fiona?
Fiona.
All right. Fiona's going to ask your questions. The very best of luck.
Here's how this is going to work. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and we're going to ask you those 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and that won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so bear that in mind. I'd say, like, just take a beat for a sec before you give an answer, because once you say something, that's the one we have to go with. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you're going to win the brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty. I bet you it's Layla who's after that, is it?
Yeah.
All right, Fiona's asking your questions. She'll count you in. We'll wish you the very, very best of luck.
Good luck, Ruth. Are you ready to go?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, all right. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is half of 18?
9.
How many studio albums did One Direction release?
4.
The four courts are in which Dublin postal district?
1.
Luke Littler has won how many World Darts Championships?
2.
How many letters are there in the word corridor?
8.
Bob Marley sang about how many little birds?
3.
How many Oscars has Leonardo DiCaprio won?
5, I'm going to say.
Complete the name of the classic family game with red and yellow tokens. Connect what?
4.
What number month is the year June?
6.
How many decades make up a century?
10.
Ooh.
Stop the clock.
Wow.
Excellent player.
How do you
know
think
what we
you
did, though? We got through all 10 questions.
Hasn't happened
think
in a while.
Hasn't happened in a while. How do you think you did, Ruth and family?
Maybe about 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
Let's see.
Wouldn't be bad. 50%. Let's see.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Those cold dunks in the sea are obviously good for the brain.
All right, Ruth, let's go through some of your answers and see what you got wrong. How many studio albums did One Direction release? You said 4. The answer was 5. The four courts are in which Dublin postal district? I would have said 1 as well as you did, but the answer is actually 7. How many Oscars has Leonardo DiCaprio won? You said 5. It's actually just the 1, Best Actor for The Revenant. And that was it. You got 3 wrong. Really, really good, Ruth. Let's find out, are you topping the leaderboard?
Yeah, so what happened here is Sheila's currently top of the leaderboard. She scored 7 in 55 seconds.
Ooh.
Did you manage to beat that time, Callum?
Well, you did it in 53.81.
Yes.
So top of the leaderboard for now.
Ruth, Layla, and Ali.
Top of that leaderboard. You can all fit in that snooty. The three of us have done it, and I'm sure yous are a lot smaller, so
we've
no bother.
More players play tomorrow, but you're in a really good position to take it home. Best of luck, guys, and thanks, Emil.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Very nice people, but too friendly for me. Knock them off. Knock them off the top of the leaderboard. Play our last game tomorrow. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 103. Take it on. Beat Ruth, Layla and Ali. And take the loving gift of a snooty off a child.
Off a family.
Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish and Guess on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Or a song we sometimes like to call the Knickers song.
Filthy.
With that in mind, the girly quiz is on the way. Knickers, you know what I mean?
Very good. And all that kind of stuff that us women like to talk about.
Knickers.
Question one, what is knickers?
Where are your knickers? For now, I this is going to be the last of the kind of Christmassy content, I suppose. Kind of talking about some deliveries that came and didn't come and that came and are very mysterious to me. So it was, I don't know if you guys experienced this like in the postage lead up to Christmas. Obviously it's always stressful, like will this arrive in time and whatever. And I think stuff was delayed as well extra a bit this year because of Storm Bram. There was like a delay with a lot of stuff. So Dwayne had got me this ring for Christmas that I'd asked for. I picked it out and it's from the same place where I got my engagement ring, and I was like, can I have this? And he was like, yeah, grand, ordered it. And then like a few kind of days before Christmas, he was like, I don't know where that is, like I'm getting a bit worried now. And I was like, okay. And we know the girl who like owns the company. He was like, if it gets to tomorrow, I'll send a message. And I was like, grand, yeah. And I was like, don't worry about it. Do you know when it's your present, the person who's getting you the present is more stressed out than you? You're like, I actually don't care because I'm an adult now and I buy my own things. Do you know what I mean? So we waited, and then we emailed the next day and was like, we're just waiting on this. And the girl's kind of, a girl who works for the girl who's our friend, was like, oh, it says it got delivered.
I hate that.
And we were like, okay, it didn't. And she sent us like a screenshot of the tracking and it said it got delivered and all. And then we were tracing back to this day.
Their whole proof, by the way, if they don't take a photo, their whole proof of delivery is just, yeah, we delivered that.
Can I just say as well, some delivery companies, I think Amazon will always take a photo if they can't get you.
Yeah.
Say like, this is where it is. And I think they should all have to do that.
Oh. They should.
Just attach a photo, this is where it is. That's grand.
It's awkward when you're at the door though and the DPD man takes a picture and it's always of your toe and you just have to stand there as he takes it and be like, thanks man. Thanks Tom. Shout out to my DPD driver. But okay, so we traced back to the day and we realised there was some deliveries that were dropped in the green bin on this day in question, okay?
Risky
and we did
business.
Have a little letter through the post, through the letterbox that said package in green bin, singular package. So Dwayne went to the green bin and retrieved a singular package, but maybe they should have said packages because the ring was obviously in there. We didn't know about it.
Oh, no.
And the recycling got taken out.
No.
And now the ring is in
a recycling
in a recycling unit.
It's going to be a Cocoa
in
Pops
Ireland.
Box.
It's going to be a Cocoa Pops box. A very expensive Cocoa Pops box.
If you get a Diamante Cocoa Pops box.
You're very lucky. I didn't know they gave prizes in the cereal anymore. Yeah. So, yeah. Well,
Baron Bragg.
Yeah.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah, I know. We were raging. I felt so bad. And then obviously she's a small business. So I think like Dwayne told her what happened and she refunded, which was like, it's not your fault either. So we actually bought another ring then from there. Like with the refunded money, we were like, okay, well, we'll just buy another thing. And we're sorting that out in January. That's all grand. That was one drama. Then on Christmas Eve, right? When you've kind of given up on post arriving, I got one thing, which was like a Vinted jacket from Vinted that I'd ordered like 3 weeks previous. And I was like, oh, deadly, I'll wear this out for my Christmas Eve lunch. What also arrived was a pair of UGG boots addressed to Fiona Frawley that said 24-hour rush delivery. I don't know who they're from. No one in my life, no, my family.
Part of me thought, I was like, well, who do you know who lives in Rush? But Rush delivery.
24-hour delivery.
I'm with you.
And the from thing is like postal depot in Leash kind of thing. It's indication of who it could be from.
Are they new or vintage?
They're new. They're a real pair of UGG boots.
What?
They had the like paper
inside.
Size? They're my size.
What?
It's so weird. I haven't put them on because I'm scared I'll be charged for them or something. So, I don't know. Like Dwayne's like, you must have ordered these yourself and forgot about it, which I didn't. I did not.
Sorry,
that
you haven't
so
put
strange.
Them on.
No. I'm
Why?
Nervous in case I get charged.
What, you think as soon as you slip on, is it beep beep?
Yes.
Mugs just go, gotcha.
Honestly, what if maybe this is what they're doing to people now? Guys,
the
are you
card
sure?
machine reader in the Uggs.
Do you remember the time years ago I'd been out till God knows what time and I went home and double clicked on an Instagram ad and bought something and had no recollection of buying
it? Well, I'm not at that at the moment. I'm not at that carry on, I'm pregnant. Yeah. Like, I'm not making any mistakes.
Were you delirious at any point?
No. And I've asked everyone and I'm waiting for like a family member to be like, it was me, I'm your secret Santa. But everyone's like, no, genuinely, I do not know.
Did you send Fiona Uggs on Christmas Eve? 087-711.
I'm actually nervous if anyone responds to that and says
yes. Yeah, because they know your address and they
know
your
size. My shoe size. What's weirder?
That's terrifying.
It's so
Fiona.
Creepy. Anyone else getting Uggs for Christmas?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I am buzzing. We're back. It's the girly quiz. Make a present.
How will Dave do? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
All right.
Now, after 9 o'clock this morning, despite us currently doing the girly quiz, my poor little dog, Seamus, has some very masculine problems that he's facing this morning. I'll tell you all just after nine.
For now, a man that you don't need to feel sorry for, it's Dave. He's taking on the girly quiz. We're back for 2026 with a clean slate, full year ahead of us, no scores to...
Yeah, 0-0.
Oh God, it's 0-0. And on to play, we have Kelly this morning.
Yeah, Kelly is our phone a female. Dave has two lifelines to help him win the week. One is a simplify, one is his phone a female. And obviously, he must get those three questions correct in order to win the week. Kelly, tell us, how are you this morning?
How are you, Kelly?
Good, thank you.
Now, Kelly, what is your area of expertise when it comes to women? Is it, and I will use the term I always use and Fiona slags me for, is it body parts? Is it beauty? Is it health? What is your area?
You know what, I'm going to be safe and I'm going to say general knowledge of being a woman.
Can't go wrong with that, Kelly.
A jackie of all trades. I like it, Kelly. Thank you. And I know you have Kylan and Brody in the car with you as well. Are they big listeners of the girly quiz? Do they know all those things or do we need to...
Oh, Kylan loves the girly quiz. Does every week. He loves the minute it comes on. Here's the girly quiz.
And does Kylan have some awkward questions for you after the girly quiz or are you a cool mom and you don't mind?
No, he's actually okay.
He knows better
than
to ask.
Kylan's a king.
Right, we will be back to you, Kelly, no doubt about it. For now, though, just a note, if you do have little ears in the car and you don't want some awkward questions...
Maybe you're not a cool mom.
maybe there's some things that you don't want little ears to hear. That can be the nature of the girly quiz sometimes. So just keep your hand on the dial and maybe turn down where you feel appropriate.
Absolutely.
For now, though.
And as always, complaints to 0877 989898.
I have to say these questions are fairly safe. We should be absolutely fine.
Tame vibes.
For the first time in 2026, best luck, Dave. Not... Name the process of curling lashes to last longer using a chemical solution. He's looking very pensive there.
But like... curling lashes through a chemical solution.
Yeah.
Can I just say, first of all, I'm honestly really impressed by how you keep coming up with questions.
Oh, thank you.
It's very impressive. It's been what feels like 40 years and we're still doing this bloody quiz.
Women are just such a mystery.
To curl an eyelash, I would imagine mascara or something. Like that would be, for me, what I think it would be. But what are you doing? So can you give me the question one more time?
The question is, name the process of curling lashes to last longer using a chemical solution.
So it's something a bit more permanent than mascara.
Curling. Yeah, see.
Clue, Fiona. Clue.
Well, do you know?
Because I know you can tattoo on your eyebrows. I don't think you can tattoo on your eyelashes.
Maybe like. Surely try.
You could kind of maybe 3D print them or something, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I imagine. This sounds like a diss, but I'd imagine it isn't. I'd imagine Kelly has lovely eyelashes.
What did you say?
I'd imagine Kelly has her eyelashes are done. So Kelly, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm really, really hoping you know the answer because I don't think Kylan or Brody will. What is the answer to that thing that you can curl your eyelashes with a chemical solution
to make them last?
To make them last longer.
It's a lash lift.
Lash lift.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake!
Is that something you've heard of, Dave?
Yeah, I've heard of a couple of lifts. You know what I mean?
There's
you got
a lot
your bum lift,
lifted.
You got your boob lift, you got your lip flip. No, that's a lot of lift.
You got a facelift?
A facelift, yes, exactly.
Plenty to be lifted.
Right, okay.
You're fine, are you locking that in?
A lash lift. Kelly, surely that is correct. And you said it so with so much confidence that I'd imagine it probably is. Final answer, lash lift.
Correct.
Ah!
Well done, Kelly,
thank you. And do you know what? I'm just raging myself. A bad start, I think. I didn't even have a guess.
The female juices haven't been flowing yet. You need to get the estrogen flowing around the body. Yeah.
Give me that needle.
All right, Kelly, you've won yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher. Thanks so much for getting involved and have a lovely day.
Thanks, Kelly.
Well done, Kelly.
And have a great day.
You too. Bye. See you later, Carlin. See you, Brody.
Okay, one for one. Can he keep the winning streak alive or the correct answers alive?
A lash lift. I'm so stupid.
A lash lift. You've got it now. Don't worry. That'll never leave your head. You've got your Simplify remaining two questions to go. Okay, Dave. Question number two. What famous woman popularized the revenge dress in the 90s?
Yes, I have it. It's... Whenever I picture James Kavanagh wearing it.
Oh, because he dressed up as this person for Halloween. What is a revenge dress? Before you give us an answer,
revenge dress.
I want to hear more about your understanding of it.
Yeah. It's the kind of dress one would wear.
Oh, damn it!
It's the kind of dress one would wear when there were three in the marriage.
So it was a little bit crowded.
Quite crowded.
Final answer, King Charles. the revenge dress was worn by Princess or Lady Diana Spencer.
Go on.
Oh, wow, well done. We know he is a fan of the Crown.
Yup, the Crown.
So you probably remember the start of that episode when she came out legs first in that beautiful
black dress.
The day that Charles was like, yeah, like I'm with your one. Like,
I'm with Camilla.
Obviously she knew about it for a while. Do you remember when they were going away on their anniversary trip or something? This is Charles and Diana now.
We've got Emma started on Diana
Tubb. Band back together. Was that when they went to, not when they went to Australia or something?
No, just saying they went off together on a trip and Charles's cufflinks were the CC, of course, gifted by Camilla.
The dirty dog.
Well, there you go. Dave, you know your stuff. The revenge dress in the bag. You still have your lifeline as we crack in to question number three.
Come on. You're
in good position now, to be fair.
Flex them.
You're sitting here beside your beautiful co-host who is on the verge of popping out a baby.
I am glowing, can we just say. No one in here ever says it to me.
I was going to say, when does the glowing start?
With that in mind...
You are horrible.
You are bet down.
That's just some random reference to an online video. He's not just randomly calling her horrible looking. I must defend my co-host.
I think it's a bit about...
Yeah.
Which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy?
What?
Which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy?
No, that's not fair.
What do you mean that's not fair?
Because I'm going to say the belly, the stomach. Yous are going to go, no, actually it's wrong.
Well then don't say that. What's your problem?
That's not quite easy.
Maybe it's a trick question. Maybe it's so obvious that it's the stomach, but imagine he doesn't say stomach. He'll be thick if he doesn't say stomach. If I 50-50 this and it's the stomach or the womb, I'm going to be fuming because I don't know. But technically, ask the question again. I'm panicking.
Why are you so angry at the miracle of life?
You just start worrying about your glow.
I'll get working on that.
Oh gosh, this is great crack. Which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy?
It's the stomach. I don't even need the 50-50.
Are you sure you don't want a 50-50? It's totally up to you now.
It's the stomach. And if it's not the stomach, I'm walking out that door.
I need a final answer.
Final answer. What the?
It's not the stomach.
It is the stomach.
The stomach is where your food goes.
I broke my earphones.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, they're broken.
They're fully broken. I'm fuming.
Day one of the
Ask journey. The question again. Expands. What part of the body expands?
Yeah. Significantly during pregnancy.
The stomach.
No. Your stomach,
the baby's not
doesn't
in your stomach.
Expand.
Even though I said mine was. I was wrong about that. I didn't do biology in school.
Your stomach doesn't expand. Your 50-50 was going to be the belly or the uterus. The answer was the uterus, Dave.
Oh, for God's sake. I just...
hate this game. It's not
Do you know like the way your stomach is like this little vessel where your food gathers?
Yeah, but like you're outside the belly. Like, look.
Stop looking at mine. As if it's so massive.
So apparently now I'm looking at your uterus.
Your eyes. Get away from my uterus.
Your uterus is massive.
The first girly quiz back for 2026. Thought we'd start in a new slate, new attitude. Nah, there's already chaos. It's the girly
quiz. If I speak, I'm in trouble.
You started
I'm
off so well, and then it just went downhill.
The boss just came in specifically to be like, you know what? I think Dave's right.
Nope. The stomach does not expand during pregnancy.
The belly does. Which
but
I was saying,
different things.
The stomach and the belly to me are the same thing. I was always told by my mother to not say the word belly because
she's a
medical
professional.
She would say, no, it's not your belly, it's your stomach. But my mom likes me to speak properly.
Okay.
So she would simply be like, don't call it your belly, call it your stomach.
I get that.
Or your tummy.
The question Dave was asked was, which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy? He said the belly. The answer was the uterus. And a lovely message in here to kick us all back, Dave. I think this is going to give you a pep in your step as you look ahead to next week. Kayla was on. Dave, my 4-year-old daughter just said, you're not stupid. You're just very special.
It's like my parent-teacher meeting's all over again. He tries. He's not
better.
Stupid. He's just special, isn't he? Special little boy.
He's a glint in his eye.
Lovely little girl.
Listen, we get to laugh out of him.
We've great crack in the staff.
He's not going to win any Nobel Prizes, but he should be on a stage.
And you know what? He's great at kicking a ball.
Yeah.
Fiona in the morning. Hello, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. I was about to say happy Friday there, but no.
We're tomorrow. So
alas,
we're nearly
it is
there.
Thursday.
Come on.
Lads, that's a very quick week.
It was.
It did go quickly. It did.
Do you know what? About 2 months ago, I started taking ashwagandha. I can't remember why, and now I'm too nervous to stop.
What's ashwagandha?
Yeah. Just in case love it, don't
just
they?
In case it's doing something to me. It's like a herbal
thing.
Supplement.
It's like a supplement.
You were
honestly
on my mind
shake
yesterday.
Me and I rattle.
It's so strange. I was genuinely yesterday on my mind was you and like being like you need to start taking supplements.
I do. No, I take supplements all the time.
Okay, good.
Callum.
Do you remember, I don't know if you still take them, the alfalfa one?
Yeah, alfalfa was one of them.
Me of you as a horse.
See,
is it like alfalfa?
The alfalfa give you the little bit
Love
of hair.
Alfalfa.
The health person in Stony Batter who I go to, Mary Pender, gave me alfalfa and she gave me something else as well, but I stopped taking that. I went back to her recently, a couple of weeks ago. She gave me this new thing called spirulina. So I'm taking 3 of them in the morning. Then at 2 o'clock, I'm having fish and a rice cake. No, sorry. That was just a vocal stim. So I take 3 spirulina in the morning. Then I take an ashwagandha at 2 o'clock, a probiotic and a multivitamin. And then at 7 o'clock with dinner, I take 3 more spirulina.
Oh
as I
God.
Said, shake me and I rattle.
Do
anyway.
You have one of those pill boxes? That
no, but I want to get one. Yeah. I really, really am. I think I'm going to go to the Euro shop now and go and get one. But
they're
anyway,
great.
That's not the reason I was saying it. The reason I was talking about it was because I had to go and get ashwagandha yesterday and then I had to get a probiotic as well. And she was just like, we don't have any multivitamin. We have this. And because it was €12, I was like, no, that's too cheap.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And I'd never usually do that. I'd be like, oh no, that's too expensive. But this one, I was like, no, it's too cheap. I want the one that's cost £30 because then I think it'll work more.
Yeah, I get you.
And I guarantee you that is a complete scam.
Definitely.
Now, what I will say 100%. Is, and I'm not a professional, so do not take this random advice I'm giving out on the radio. But for a while, I lived with a girl who is a nutritionist and a dietitian. And she said, if I remember correctly, that a lot of them are all the same.
Really?
No matter what your kind of pain. But don't take that as my advice. Talk to your doctor or your pharmacist.
It's probably if you buy the like cheap off-brand like ibuprofen or paracetamol, they're all the same.
It's funny, I went into the chemist the other day. I was getting, you know, I wear my Invisalign at night time.
Yes.
And they're obviously rotten. They need to be cleaned a lot. Yeah. And I went in to get one brand and it was like, the one I got before and it was like €35. And I was like, ah, feck off.
Yeah.
You know? And then the pharmacist was looking at me, kind of looking at it, and he was like, see the one next to it that's £250? It's like, does the exact same job I've been using.
It's like that, it's like Bepanthen. Do you know when you get a tattoo and it's like Bepanthen is £250? And they're like, well, no, we have a specific one, Bepanthen tattoos, and it costs about £40.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm grand.
Saw you coming.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I've been watching The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of kick off 2026, watch The Sopranos. I've never seen it before, and it is fantastic. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I'd actually rather watch The Sopranos than be awake for work tomorrow.
I know.
I think that's a good life choice.
I saw someone on TikTok the other day saying, can someone please give me a show that's so addictive that you stay up all night and, like, calling sick to work. Do you know, like, a show like that that has captivated you that much?
Yeah.
So good. Anyway, there's a character called Christopher, and the character that plays Christopher is also the rich dad in the second season of White Lotus.
Christopher.
His name is Michael Imperioli. Michael Imperioli is a fantastic name.
Guys, he walked past me in New York.
No way!
Yeah.
And
that's really
he
cool.
saw us look at him and went...
Sorry, you don't see
what I just did. He just did a little smile and nod. And we didn't bother him because, you know, the Irish aren't like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
He was the guy, cool. Can I just check if I have the right guy in my head? He was the guy that when he first arrived at the hotel, he wouldn't give up his phone and all that.
No, that's season 3.
Sugar.
Yeah, no. Season 2 was he was the dad, and he also brought his dad and he also brought his son.
Yeah. Generations.
But that was just one of his characters. In my opinion, his greatest character was his breakout role of Frankie in Shark Tale.
Oh, Lenny, forget about it, okay? We do a couple of practice runs, bada bing, bada boom, Pop's happy, you're a shark. Life goes on. Abish.
Okay.
It's a little bit typecast, but I saw a joke online that Michael Imperioli was asked, did he enjoy playing the character of Frankie on Shark Tale? And he replied, no.
Ah, no.
So it made me realise, I'd say there's loads of actors who didn't enjoy their characters in whatever movie or TV show. So you'd imagine,
for Shark Tale, it's just voiceover work.
Yeah, I thought it'd be quite easy, but I'd imagine he probably.
Be the one.
He probably didn't watch it.
He didn't want to be the one sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah,
sleeping with the fishes. He likes to delegate that usually.
So there are a lot of actors who didn't enjoy their roles, and I will run you through some of them. Penn Badgley as Joe in You.
Hello there. Who are you?
He did it for long enough, didn't he?
Joe Goldberg, main character of You, isn't a good guy. This is what Penn Badgley said. And Badgley is fully aware. He said he's many fans have developed a crush on Joe, and he's definitely not a fan of that. He really doesn't like
the
people.
He used to always reply to everyone, didn't he? Like, who was thirsting over Joe, being like, seek help.
Yes, he's a murderer.
Not a good man.
Yeah. We move on to, we couldn't mention actors who hate their roles without mentioning Robert Pattinson as Edward Cullen in Twilight.
As if you could outrun me! As if you could fight me off. I'm designed to kill.
Robert Pattinson.
Annoying. Like, that annoys me. Like, that launched your career. It was iconic. Mm. Like, don't be like, oh, it's embarrassing now. Shut up.
Yeah,
just
lean I get that.
In. Yeah.
Robert Pattinson said that Edward Cullen is the most ridiculous person. The more I read the script, the more I hated the guy.
That's now, the beauty.
This is one for Fiona, someone who did not like their role. Was Kate Winslet.
No Stop.
As Rose.
What?
In Titanic.
Are you serious?
Teach me to ride like a man.
And chew tobacco like a man.
And spit like a man.
She what? Said, every single scene, I'm like, really? Really? You did it like that? Oh my God. Even my American accent, I can't listen to it. It's awful. I have a hard time watching any of my performances, but watching Titanic, I was just like, oh God, I want to do that again.
I actually didn't know that. Did she say that in that recent interview?
I don't know.
That controversial one.
I don't know. Sure, I made it up. So yeah, there you
That's
go.
Disappointing.
There is a speed. I have a speed around Blake Lively, Serena Vanderwoodson, and Gossip Girl. People loved it, but it always felt a little personally compromising. You want to be putting a better message out there. Oh. Megan Fox is Michaela in Transformers. Said people are well aware that this is not a movie about acting. Catherine Heigl as Allison in Knocked Up said it was a little sexist. It paints women as shrews, as humorless and uptight. I had a hard time with it on some days. Shia LaBeouf as Sam in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which is the second movie, said I wasn't impressed with what we did. There were some really wild stunts in it, but the heart was gone. It's just a bunch of fighting robots.
Wow.
And Jessica Alba as Sue Storm in Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer said she almost quit acting after working on the superhero sequel because the director Tim Story told her she wasn't crying pretty enough.
Something we love to hear.
That is so annoying.
No love lost between the actors and the superhero films.
Imagine, like, it's one thing to be like, smile more, but then to be told you don't cry pretty enough.
You cry.
Be hotter when crying, please.
This has been
Action.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and if you've just joined us, you have missed so much on today's show, but don't worry, you can catch up on our podcast later on. It's called Fully Charged, Recharged, and you can grab it wherever you get your podcasts. For now, though, I'm so sorry to bring the mood down. But Spin 103.8 has been informed of the following death.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
It's very expensive to do the deaths now.
It is, actually. What's strange about this particular death is it's happening now.
Oh.
At 9 o'clock this morning, and maybe it's been delayed, and maybe right now the final chop is happening.
Whoa. Didn't think they did that anymore.
Yeah, neither did I.
The world bid farewell to my dog Seamus's testicles.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's tough going. That's tough.
Would you not just
tough
let
to
them
see it go?
Have the balls.
They did live boldly. They swung far too freely.
They did, actually.
And they somehow managed to always be in my face. Their 13-month reign was infamous. Aggressive humping, selective hearing, and assuming that every dog within a mile radius thought they were just class. Will always be remembered by my landlord's stained couch.
Oh, Dad, I haven't thought about that in a while. Thanks for bringing it up.
Sorry to bring it back up again. Their legacy will always remind us to live with staunch enthusiasm and a true lack of shame. Survived by a hopefully calmer dog and two owners who look forward to a future that include less apologies to strangers in parks and woods and less running. No need for flowers. Just think of a little doggy in a mini inflatable cone and smile today.
Yeah.
Or, you know, bones, maybe.
Maybe.
Bones,
yeah. Good option. Condolences or advice on what to expect from a newly castrated dog. Welcome on 087 711 1038. Guys.
Family bones only.
Ooh.
It was time. It
donations
was time.
The SPCA.
To say goodbye. I was at the vet with him yesterday. This wasn't actually part of the plan. He has like, he's very, his weakness for conjunctivitis seems to get conjunctivitis every few months. So I brought him down to the vet yesterday, same vet that we've always kind of had for his conjunctivitis. And she was like, have you thought about going ahead with the castration? And I was like, yeah, it was been on my mind. It needs to be done, kind of a thing. And she was like, well, I'm on surgery in the morning.
I don't want to be in the room for this. I don't like this.
And it was just as simple as that. I was like, it's now or never. Let's just not even have a
just
big lead up
done.
And think about
yeah,
it. Let's just
yeah.
do it. So he was dropped off at 7:30 this morning. I was pretty sure it was all getting underway at 9:00. I'm waiting to hear how he is and due to pick him up. Need to get him a stupid inflatable cone for his head. And he also has a little...
For his head? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I was especially like, what's the point putting on his head?
Put on the
that's
other
not,
end.
That's not the thing end. You're chopping off.
No, they actually don't chop them off. I was Googling this because I was like...
Oh, I don't want to...
Oh, no, oh, I know. I, that, yeah.
So, okay, yeah, if you are someone who has... leave Rothy, maybe this will be hard to listen to, but I'll just say I thought that they'd just be completely taken off and like buried somewhere today,
or you could get to keep them and make it into a necklace.
That's what I was thinking, but no, actually what they do is
oh for God, it's still not over. I took my fingers out my ears.
Word of warning, saying words that maybe kids don't like to listen to. There's an incision right in front of the scrotum.
Scrotum at 9:23. Didn't know I needed that, but yeah, no, it feels good actually.
Is it over?
No, it's very much in the middle of happening right now.
Three, like an incision there in front of the scrotum.
Oh, there it is again.
The nuts come out.
In the room full of people.
Then stitched up. And okay. then what happens is the balls themselves like,
okay.
get sucked back in. So like, he'll still have miniature little balls, but they won't be the big lads that look like a water. They look like a water balloon.
How could you still be talking about it?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
So that'll be gone.
I don't get paid what a vet gets paid.
We're
so I feel
now.
Like I don't need to know what the ins and outs of that are.
Did you know, but it's good to know every detail when Danish got spayed?
Well, Danish is a girl.
Yeah,
so
but
they
still.
Just they hoof out the womb and that's it.
See,
and it's a, you know,
you say that and you don't even cringe. That's horrific.
In out job. No, I know. It's awful. And
I was
actually,
just going to hoover. Like.
When we took her up to get spayed, and like they do it at the DSPCA, if you rescue a dog, you have to get this done, like no question. And the vet came out and was like, Danish, and like about to take her in, and he was like
the fingers are going back in
just to have
God's
a
sake.
No. And he was like, we can't do this today, your dog's in heat.
Oh.
And I was like, she would just be having a bad day. You didn't even ask. So we had to bring her home, let her go through her whole period, and then we had to wait ages for that to be over, and then we had to get her spayed. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
So this is good, you're just going in, getting it done.
Yeah.
And then
his little
a
face
speedy
yesterday.
Recovery for
I had
little
to take
toss.
A video of him. We took to the bed in the afternoon, myself and Seamus.
Very good.
And I was just looking at him. He was just looking out the window, so happy. I had to take a video.
No
just
idea
like,
what's ahead of him.
He has no idea that it's his last day with balls.
It's hard when you can't explain it to them.
I know. It's tough.
I'm so glad that's over. I've never been so happy to hear Sienna Spyro.
The really depressing song.
Yeah.
It's called Die on This Hill. Like it's bald. You're on the spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lovely. Sienna Spyro and Die on This Hill.
Me and Fiona were just talking about how it sounds exactly like Elphaba.
No, you were talking about that.
From the movie Wicked.
And I was saying,
for
shut up.
Good.
That does not, Elphaba would not do that.
It sounds exactly like a sad Elphaba song.
It doesn't.
It does.
Elphaba has a lot more range and ups and downs, and she sounds like
that
she's...
That is Sienna Spyro.
She sounds like she's
Aerosmith.
Put
some respect on her name, please.
Sorry, Sienna, and love and light
sounds
to you.
Sounds like,
no, it's a different vibe.
As Dave said yesterday, it sounds like a John Lewis ad. She missed the boat. She should have released this in October, November.
There's always Christmas 2026, Sienna. Keep her lit.
Don't worry about it. She'll get played in January on Spin.
Yeah. Okay, welcome on in. We haven't played this game in forever. It's 1 second at the cinema. You're going to hear one singular second of a movie, and your job is to guess what that movie is. Now, if you do that correctly, you'll win your way to the cinema. And there's so much at the moment. I was only saying to Jack, we're trying to do dry January. And I was like, want to go cinema over the weekend? He was like, yeah.
Sorry, I think the cinemas are going to be absolutely rammed. Everyone is doing dry January. And everyone I've talked to this week has been like, we're going to go to Saipan on Saturday. Oh, yeah. We're going to do Marty McFly or whatever the hell.
Marty Supreme. Oh, yeah, I was going to go to the cinema on Saturday and I thought I was unreal. No one has ever thought of this.
It's the hottest time to ever win yourself some IMC Cinema
it
passes.
Is.
So look, listen closely. This is the clip. Callum chose this movie. We don't know what it is. Oh, for crying out
loud.
Oh,
hold on.
No. I'm just going to get it now. Wait till you see this magic.
Yeah, I have it. Now, in fairness, we must say this movie is part of a franchise.
Oh, that's a giveaway.
Okay.
This movie is part of a franchise. We won't just accept like the name.
You have to say which one it is. I haven't a clue.
Nah, not a clue.
Oh God!
I will say that my view of that sound is that that's a villain, but I could be wrong.
It's
I would say it's random person laughing at you in the streets.
I'm gonna just say that's Callum. Yeah.
Let's see.
Are you?
Right.
It won't mean anything to you because I did it in code.
The way Dave did that is actually pretty incredible to watch that. Maybe your face and the realisation dawning on you was exactly what just happened to you as well. So if you think you know what that is, send us in the word cinema now. You don't even have to send us your answer. 087 711 1038 and you could win your way to the cinema.
Now, look, can I just say, right, I'm just going to give you a clue. It's not Shrek, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to say that right now. But if you come on and go, Shrek, right, you're going to be wrong. But like, say if it was Shrek 3, it was Shrek, you'd be right. You can't just come on and say Shrek.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not Shrek.
It's not Shrek.
No ogres.
I'm saying, like, if it was Shrek 3 and you came on and said Shrek, you would be wrong.
Okay.
And what
fair
if
enough.
You only said Shrek 3 and you didn't say Shrek 3 happily ever after? It is that one, isn't it?
Okay, well, let's
you're fired. Yeah.
Let's play this 1 second of a movie a couple more times and see if anything lands for you. Get in touch now on 087 711 1038 with the word cinema, please. We are in the middle of a second at the cinema.
Yeah, roll out the red carpet and get your popcorn because we're going to the cinema for a single second, then we're going right back out again, okay?
That's plenty of time.
We play one little second of a movie clip. You have to guess the entire movie based on that 1 second of a clip. I got it pretty easy this week, which, to be honest, I feel like is deserved because I've had a really bad time with this the last 6 months.
You did very well. I'm raging. I don't have a clue what this is.
The movie clip is this. I love it.
I mean, come on, like. It sounds to me like one of the Madagascar animals.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
I think whenever I hear anything that Colin picks, I'm like, Madagascar. Luke is standing by. He thinks he knows. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. Luke, this is the clip. What is that movie?
Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
That is so specific. What? So there's Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2. Is that the final?
They divided the final book into two films.
I think it's the last one.
How funny that. And who? We asked for specifics and that is the most specifics you can
Luke guess. Said, who, I'll show you specific.
Who do you think, Luke, that character is?
Voldemort.
The name that should not be spoken, Luke.
Be careful. Luke.
All right. Well, let's see if you're right, Luke.
Harry Potter is dead! No!
Oh my God.
I think you wanted to join in.
Yeah, yourself.
That is so good. I cannot remember that.
Can you not?
No.
My niece, Florence. She's in her Harry Potter era.
Really?
She's on to the third movie.
She should stop there because it gets dark.
Are you
she
a big,
it gets a bit too scary for her sometimes.
Are you a big pothead, Luke?
Yeah, I watch it every Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say everyone probably watched it.
You do give it the watch over Christmas.
I'd be a big pothead nerd myself, and I watched it just before Christmas.
And you love pot over Christmas.
I love it.
Yeah, you like the.
Cheers,
Luke.
Luke, congratulations. I'm seeing cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Florence, who wants to be like into Harry Potter, wants to be a pothead herself. She cries when Dobby comes on screen.
As in, with happiness?
No, she's so scared of him.
Oh, God.
I don't think she's ready yet.
No, she's going to need to give it a few years.
Dobby will come to the second, and there's a literal basilisk in that. There's a giant evil
snake. Killing people. Yeah. No, Florence, like, don't like that elf.
Don't like that little gnome fella.
She has
weird vibes off him.
She has Hedwig, and I think she just wants to be Hermione, but I think her journey kind of ends there for now.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Welcome in to the moment of the show that you've all been waiting for with bated breath. It's very important, and this is a topical segment where I get to talk about whatever I want. Okay, JoJo Siwa.
Yes.
We've all been wanting to hear about what's the latest with her. She has gone down the trad wife route on TikTok only.
Right.
So that makes me think... Maybe it's not a lifestyle change that she's making across the board. She's changed her name on TikTok.
I was going to say, didn't she change her name?
Just on TikTok, though, to Joelle Siwa, which is her real name. Her real name is Joelle Joni, I think, Siwa. But she's always been known, obviously, since she was in Dance Moms when she came onto our screens when she was about six or whatever, as JoJo. But she's changed the name. And people are saying, okay, it's because she's with Chris Hughes and she's like going down this trad wife route. She brought out Betty Davis eyes. And, you know, she had a very pared back look, like with the curly hair and the pearls and everything. Mm. And now Chris Hughes has given her a ring and she's not doing the weird, like, kiss crazy face paint
anymore. Dream guest on my podcast.
Yeah, she's not talking about her podcast. She's not talking about Teddy, Freddie and Eddie, her three kids.
Does she have three kids?
No.
But she is planning to have three kids and she's already named them Freddie, Teddy and Eddie.
How much time would you say she spends in your head rent-free?
Not that much, but she's always there. She's always there tipping along.
Yeah.
But she's gotten a bit of love for changing her name. And one person commented saying, oh, great to see the rebrand. Fair play to you, JoJo. As in, like, I'm just not... congrats on the rebrand, but I'm not still gonna calling address you the it. Old yeah. name. But I wouldn't worry. I don't think she is, like, full-on in the trad wife era because on Instagram, which I think is where trad wives thrive more
than TikTok.
She
probably
trying to mess with us.
She probably wasn't in the tabloids enough last week, so she was like, do you know what? I'll change the name on TikTok.
Joelle.
And then people go mad, and it's true. We're talking about it.
It is true. It is her original name, though, so don't be scared. But JoJo, if you're listening, come to Dublin again. I'm really sorry I missed
it's
you
like,
the last time.
I'm trying to get it right in my head because I didn't want to say it. Is it Lady Gaga's whose real name is Joanne?
Joanne.
And when you hear her do some aesthetic with Joanne, it's like typical like that, like the
paired back, exactly. Like very minimalist look.
Very minimalist, natural makeup, dewy lip.
It's like her alter
Not
ego.
How I'd describe JoJo Siwa at all.
But isn't that what she might
well,
be doing
with her?
Here's Tate McRae, real name, I don't know.
Tatiana.
You're on spin.